Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program. Hour number three of the program, rather. See? Time keeps on slipping into the future. Steve Miller was absolutely right about that. It is hour three of the program here on Tuesday morning. And I just heard the most ridiculous thing on the news. I don't know if you caught it in the ABC News, but they were talking about the weather, the extreme temperatures that are happening. And they said, tourists are flocking to Death Valley to experience, what'd they say, 128 or 138 degree heat. Why? Why would you do it? If you want to experience heat like that, just go into a sauna. You don't need to go all the way to Death Valley and experience. See, if you go into a sauna and set the temperature for 138 degrees, if it gets too warm, you can walk back out. If you go to Death Valley to experience it, you can't escape it. What if you get there and you're like, oh, this is way harder than I thought. This is too much for me. I don't know. I guess there are people who love to live in the extremes. They love to challenge themselves physically. And they love to go and experience things like that. Not me. 90 degrees is too much for me. A day like today is, and yesterday was, too much for me. I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't spend time outside. In fact, I thought about using the, and I've never done this in my life. I've never gone tanning. And I really don't want to because, you know, of all the dangers that can happen from too much tanning and all that. And, but I was thinking, I'm going to Gettysburg at the end of the month. Going to spend a lot of time outside. And you can get sunburned pretty easily in Gettysburg. I was like, maybe I just need like that base tan before I go down there so that I can maybe stave off some of the sunburn. You know, I'm still going to put sunscreen on me and everything. But it was hot last year when I was down there. So I don't know. I'm certainly not going to Death Valley. That's for sure. 508-996-0500. And I was getting some responses from people about razors. Somebody recommended the Freebird, which is that razor they recommend for, you know, shaving your head. It's the one that you hold in your hand and it's, you know, an electric razor that kind of goes all over and flexes around. And this person says that they've gotten the best shave ever with it. So I might have to try that. I might have to pick one of those up. As someone who used to shave my head, that was always, I don't know if anybody remembers my old Standard Times column photos, but I used to completely shave my head. In 1998 or 9 or whatever, I was looking for a quick Halloween costume. My girlfriend was going to take her little brother and sister out trick-or-treating and wanted me to go, and I didn't have a costume because I wasn't planning on dressing up for Halloween. And so I was like, well, what can I come up with? And I had a Stone Cold Steve Austin t-shirt. I had a black vest. I had denim shorts. I had black boots. I already had a goatee. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to shave my head and be Stone Cold Steve Austin. And I had said for years that I was going to shave my head, and she always told me, like, don't do it. You're going to look stupid. Don't do it. I'll break up with you if you shave your head because you're going to look that dumb. You don't have a good head for it, all that stuff. And so I did it, and I showed up with a shaved head because I was, you know, I'd buzz cut my hair in the summer, so I had a rough idea of what it would look like. And so I showed up with a shaved head, and she looked at me, and she said, actually, it's not that bad. It works. And so for years, I shaved my head, and it was just, you know, a lot of work. A lot of work. But I was working in a kitchen, so that's why I did it, because once I went to work like that and I realized, oh my gosh, this is so much better, then I was just like, I'm going to keep doing it. But it was hard. It was hard to do. And, you know, I'm doing it with a regular Gillette razor. And I'm pretty loyal to Gillette. First of all, they're a local company. There's a lot of people. There's people here locally in New Bedford who have worked for Gillette. And also, you know, we were talking before about selective service. When I was 18 years old, they send a card in the mail that you got to send back in to register for selective service. And when you do that, I don't know if they still do this, but they did it when I turned 18. Gillette would send you like this welcome to manhood package where you would get this box in the mail and it would have, I think, like Gillette deodorant, shaving cream, a razor, like a bunch of their products in there. Now, I was already a Gillette deodorant person. When I was a kid, you know, not to be weird or gross or anything, but like my family grew up with aerosol deodorant. That's what everybody used. You know, the can of Arid, whatever else they had, Shore. I forget what some of the aerosol ones were. But that's what everybody used in my household, the spray deodorant. And I don't know, when you're a teenager and your body's changing and you're like, I feel like I need to start getting some of my own products. And so I got some Gillette deodorant. I was like, for gym. We had to bring in a deodorant to put into our gym basket. So I got one of those Gillettes because I said, let me try this. I've never tried a roll-on, and this is a gel. And ever since then, I've never gone back. That's what I use. And I always bought Gillette razors. I've tried other razors. I've tried Schick. I've tried Dollar Shave Club. I have a straight razor. I've used that before. One of my best razors is a 1940s Gillette Super Speed that I got at a yard sale. And after I put it in boiling water for a while to make sure it was sanitized and put in some Barbasol, I started using that to shave. And for a while, I was getting the best shave using that. And I had a plug-in heater for the shaving cream. So you would like plug in this heater and then put your can of Barbasol in there. And then when you took the Barbasol out, the shaving cream would be warm. And then for a while, I went to a shave soap with the brush and the little bowl. Did that. You know, I've tried pretty much everything. But Rick says, I'm bald and I have to keep clean shaven for work. And for years, I used the Dollar Shave Club razors. And then they changed their razors, so I switched to Harry's, and I absolutely love them. However, if you want to get a good soft shave, the Dollar Shave Club sells shave butter, which you can get at a Target, along with Harry's razors. Combine those two, and I think you'll be happy. And Harry's razors are pretty inexpensive compared to Gillette. I've never tried the Harry's, but maybe I should. And I generally just use Barbasol because that's like cheap. But I've discovered that there's better shave products. And I've got a bunch of them. I just got the Gillette Skin Guard with the shea butter. That's pretty nice. I'm also a fan of the, what's that brand? I use the shampoo, Cremo. Cremo has a nice, like, shave butter too. So this is all part of my, you know, good hygiene plan. I've got to look and smell good because people always expected the fat kid to be the smelly. So I've always made sure that I'm not a smelly. But that's my struggles. So yeah, I was clean shaven for a week. Then I decided on Friday, I'm not going to shave anymore. And now it's Tuesday and I've got a full beard again. So that's what I'm dealing with. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We can talk about more serious matters. Earlier this morning, we were talking a lot about the shooting that happened yesterday in New Bedford. Six people struck. Six people went to the hospital with what were considered to be not life-threatening injuries. Mayor Mitchell put out a statement about it. And anybody who has been following crime in the city during the Mitchell administration, you're certainly aware of the criticisms against Mayor Mitchell, that he has tried to sweep crime under the rug, that he has tried to act like crime doesn't exist. And I don't think that that's accurate, but I think that what he's done is he's tried to compartmentalize it and not let it become the identity of the city. You know, this isn't Detroit or Chicago where you're dealing with these things on a daily basis. They do happen, but it's not nearly as prevalent as it was in the past. And I know people are going to come at me and say, what do you mean? Look at this. Look at this. Look, there were, you know, multiple stabbings last week, multiple shots fired incidents. I know. But it's also been going on for a long time. And I'm saying this is less. It's still too much, but this is less. Certainly, we've had, you know, knock on Formica here, less homicides. But there is gang activity, there is drug activity, and that leads to violence. Violence that spills over into neighborhoods like what happened over this weekend. And again, I'm not saying that that's gang related, but Councilor Gomes intimated that with Barry yesterday. And let me give you the statement from Mayor Mitchell. This is what he said yesterday in regards to yesterday morning's shooting. The shooting earlier this morning at Monty's Park was a brazen act of violence. While we are relieved that no one was seriously injured, we will not sit idly by in the face of threats to public safety. Chief Oliveira and I, along with senior police leadership and Councilor Brian Gomes, visited the scene, and the department is rapidly responding both there and elsewhere. We will track down those responsible and hold them accountable, and we will take all necessary and appropriate steps to address the risk of retaliation. We will not permit a few people to deprive our residents of their sense of security. And then Councilor Gomes went on with Barry yesterday, and he, you know, I don't think anybody who follows politics in the city or news in the city, you know that Mayor Mitchell and Councilor Gomes don't often see eye to eye. They've had a relationship that has been contentious at times. I was actually here hosting Midweek with the Mayor when Councilor Gomes called in one time and they went at it on the air. But Councilor Gomes said yesterday that he could see in Mayor Mitchell's face how much this bothered him and how much it frustrated him and how much it angered him, and that they're on the same page when it comes to this. So some folks are saying, you know, it's about time that the mayor has stepped forward and said something. Why did it take six people being shot for him to say something? And others are saying, you know, too little, too late. So All in what you think. 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm out right now, and I'm ready to pull into the parking lot of the Dollar Tree just to go look around. And let me tell you, it's not bad right now. So if anybody wants to go and do anything, they need to do it soon. But I'm not having a problem right now. And you know there's no AC in my car. So and if I can manage it right now, anybody can.
I feel you on that. That's for sure.
Yeah. But if you're going to do anything today, you know, you better hop to it. I was listening while you were talking about Joan Jett. You're going to go see Joan Jett tonight?
Yep. She's playing. It's a double bill, her and Alanis Morissette.
Wow. That lady. Now, let me see. I'm thinking she's going to be at least maybe 65. I'm a few more years older than her. She's still belting it out, huh?
Yeah, I know she was a teenager when she started with the Runaways.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. She's 65 years old.
Oh, I knew she had. She's younger than me. But yeah, I was following her for a long time. When I was younger, all the songs that she came, I thought she was really cool, really. My kids too, they were into her too.
And
that's a whole different generation too, and they were in it, you know.
She was in one of my favorite movies as a kid. She had a starring role in Light of Day with Michael J. Fox.
She still have the Blackhearts with her?
Yep, it's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts tonight.
Wow, no kidding. Still with the Blackhearts. Wow. Yeah, I go way back from that time. We watched a lot of MTV, me and my kids. So, I mean, we were around listening to everything when Guns N' Roses first came out, Warrant. Remember that group, Warrant?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Cherry Pie. Yeah, Heaven.
Mm-hmm. Cinderella. There's too many to mention. I mean, my brain should be working good right now after the walk.
So you like that kind of music? You like the metal of the 80s?
Oh, back then, sure I did. That's what was coming out. That was that's what was out there, and it was. I enjoyed all of it. I sure did. I'm not that old. Come on.
I got a local band then for you to check out.
Oh, really?
It's called All Sinners. And it's the band that is, the drummer for the band is Roger, the guy who owns Pershing Street Records over on Pope's Island.
Oh.
They're really good. In fact, if you go into the story that I have at WBSM.com about the record shop that had the celebrity visit, in the bottom of the story, I have a video of one of their songs, and you can hear it.
All right.
They're really good.
Now, I mentioned you the other day. I don't know if you said it on the radio or something you might have posted, but you mentioned... Sticks? Was it Sticks or something else?
Sticks and Foreigner. Yeah, we were giving away tickets to that last week.
No, isn't Sticks, unless I could have them mixed up with somebody, but weren't they kind of Christian band or something?
No, I think you're thinking of Striper.
Oh, Striper. That's not the one you mentioned?
No, Sticks is, Sticks was, Dennis DeYoung and Tommy Shaw and James Young. They were, they had Lady and Mr. Roboto and Come Sail Away.
Yeah, I am starting to forget a little bit there. I was into Rod Stewart way back when he made Sail Away and all, Sailing, When I Go Sailing, something like that. I like that.
Rhythm of My Heart.
Yeah, oh, man, I was into Rod Stewart songs a lot.
That's a great song. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
The Christian band was Striper, and a funny story about Striper, the lead singer of that band, Michael Sweet, married a girl from Wareham, and for a few years, he worked at their family campground, Maple Park.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
We have some celebrities around. Who's the one that just recently moved somewhere in Mattapoisett somewhere? Who was that? It was a guy.
I know Sam Waterston has lived there for a number of years.
It wasn't him. There's somebody else younger. Somebody young bought a house out in Mattapoisett over here.
Oh, I don't know. Phil, if Phil's listening, he can remind me of who it was.
Oh, I know. You'll probably get it. I'll probably hear you say it. But okay, now my windows are all down in the car. I'm just sitting here waiting because I know they just opened at 8 o'clock over here on Norfolk Street. So I better boot it in there because I can start feeling the stickiness now. Thank goodness I got my walk-in. I went down there, all the fishing companies down there, North Front Street and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I could actually go right onto the dock there and see the boats and everything. I took lots of pictures years ago, walking right down there where all the boats come in. And I should look them up and give them to the fishermen. I took pictures of them on their boat. They're all waving and smiling for me to do it. And that's been over maybe 17, 18 years ago. if I could find them, they'd like to see those things.
I bet they would, yeah.
Yeah. Well, have a great day.
You as well. Stay cool.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
And that is the challenge on a day like today for people like Mary and I, where the air conditioning doesn't work in our car. But my car should be going in sometime this month. Get everything all fixed up because it's, you know, inspection time. Might as well get that done while I get everything else up to par. But, oh, it's rough not having air conditioning in the car. I always say, I don't need it. I don't need it. And most of the time, 90% of the year, I don't need it. Even in the summertime, I wouldn't turn it on. I'd rather have my windows down. But then you get a day like today, and you're like, I'd like to have, especially when you're driving down the highway, and you're like, oh, once I hit the highway, it'll cool down, and I'll have cool air blowing in, and then you realize it's just blowing in warm, sticky air from outside, and it makes it worse. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here. We'll be back in a few. Well, Rick in Dartmouth just gave me another endorsement for the free bird. So maybe I will have to give one of those a try. 508-996-0500. We'll take more of your calls coming up in just a few moments. But right now, it is time to go into the newsroom with Phil Devitt.
President Biden's doctor weighs in after a tense press briefing. Jury selection begins in Alec Baldwin's manslaughter trial and a record-breaking day of travel in America.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The White House has released a letter from President Biden's doctor after a contentious press briefing Monday over visits to the White House by a Parkinson's disease specialist. Michael Kastner reports.
Guys,
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters the president isn't being treated for Parkinson's disease, but couldn't reveal much more information. Monday night, the White House put out a memo from presidential physician Dr. Kevin O'Connor, who said the visits from the neurological specialist are part of Biden's annual physicals and that all results have been made public. To that end, O'Connor said there were no findings which would be consistent with any cerebellar or other central neurological disorders such as stroke, multiple sclerosis, or Parkinson's. I'm Michael Kastner.
A Ukraine children's hospital is in devastating shape after being hit by a Russian missile on Monday. Megumi Lim has the latest from Kyiv.
Search and rescue work at the Okhmatich Children's Hospital in Kyiv began in the late morning hours on Monday and continued into the night and will continue today. This is Ukraine's largest children's hospital known for treating cancer patients.
Authorities believe there may still be people trapped under the rubble. According to reports, at least 7 children were hurt or killed. Kyiv's mayor confirmed the attack on his city, calling it one of the worst in 2 years of war. Boeing is in talks with the Defense Department about how the aircraft maker's guilty plea could affect its massive government contracts. Mark Mayfield reports.
The Justice Department announced this week that Boeing agreed to plead guilty to a conspiracy fraud charge over an investigation into 2 fatal 737 MAX crashes in 2018 and 2019 that left more than 300 people dead. The plea could cause problems with the company's ability to secure government contracts, a key part of its business worth billions. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Jury selection is expected to start today in Alec Baldwin's manslaughter trial. This after a judge ruled during a pretrial hearing in Santa Fe Monday that evidence related to Baldwin's role as a producer for the film Rust will not be used in the case against the award-winning actor. Baldwin was rehearsing with a prop gun on set in New Mexico when it went off, firing a live round and killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. Hall of Famer Willie Mays is being remembered as a player who dominated the game in every way. The San Francisco Giants hosted a public memorial service for Mays on Monday, featuring guest speakers including former President Bill Clinton.
He was incredibly intelligent, that he understood the game he was playing, the game he loved, what he had to do to get better, and how to help other people.
The former Giants slugger died June 18th at the age of 93. And Sunday set a new single-day screening record for the Transportation Security Administration. Over 3 million people were screened on the Sunday following the 4th of July holiday nationwide, surpassing the record of 2.99 million set a few weeks prior. More people flew on a plane in a single day in the U.S. on Sunday than on any other day in history since the TSA was founded in 2001.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Red Sox host the Oakland Athletics at Fenway Park. First pitch tonight at 7:10.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Another sticky morning and some dense fog not out of the question. Take it easy behind the wheel. Later this afternoon, we're going to see some sunshine, but you'll be wanting for shade with temperatures in the upper 80s to low 90s. It's going to feel like the mid to upper 90s at times as well. Overnight tonight, not too much relief. We're in the low 70s, still sticky and foggy at times. Tomorrow, we're back to partly to mostly cloudy. That stickiness sticks around, and we're going to see temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. A stray thunderstorm to the north, not totally out of the question. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Shellhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemail on the WBSM app. And I saw this story this morning on the WCVB website, and I thought it was kind of interesting that there's a health provider in Concord, Emerson Health, that is utilizing these new methodologies to help kids when it comes to getting shots. They're trying to make it less scary for kids to get shots. And I don't know. I'm trying to think. When I was a kid, I don't think I was, like, afraid of getting shots. I didn't like it, but I don't think I was afraid of it. And I don't think I had any anxiety necessarily. Well, I mean, a little bit of anxiety about the needles. But I don't know, as I've gotten older, certainly I freak out less about it, but I was, you know, I still get a little anxiety about it to some degree. I mean, I went to Walmart a couple weeks ago and got a couple of vaccinations and, you know, didn't even blink an eye. I didn't think twice about it. It hurt for a second. And I've actually, you know, I've had some where they will numb the area first and you don't even feel it. But what they're doing is it's called a comfort compromise designed to reassure kids who are nervous about needles and makes the entire process less painful. And it's really about, like, kids who need to get an IV put in. I will say this, the IV is not good. Like, that to me was the most pain. But they were also having a lot of trouble getting it in me. So, thankfully, I've, you know, lost more weight. I've been going to the gym and doing some, you know, minor weightlifting. So, you know, it's easier to get to my veins now. But when I went in for my surgery, it was tough for them to get the veins, as it had been my whole life. And so they stuck me a lot trying to get that. And I was looking the other day, I still have the scars on my hands from where they were going into my hand. So that was rough. So I can imagine what it's like for a kid, especially a kid that freaks out at needles. But this comfort compromise is a toolbox that contains some simple devices that are scientifically proven to reduce discomfort. One of them is a small ice pack called Buzzy, because it's shaped like a bee and it vibrates. They hold it there for a little while, and then they slide it up, and they do the IV in the spot where it was. So it's already, like, cold and numb. And then another one is called the Shot Blocker, which has plastic, small plastic bumps that also desensitizes when it's placed on the skin. And then some of these other ones, I'm like, well, how does that help? For infants, nurses can open a small container of sugar water where parents can dip a pacifier. So we're going to distract you with sugar water while we stick a needle in you? Okay. And for teenage patients, the staff offers virtual reality goggles or fidget spinners. Now, I don't know what the fidget spinner is going to do, but I think the virtual reality goggles help because you don't see when the needle's coming. I mean, I'm 46 years old, and I look away when they give me the shot. And then I'll usually turn over and look, especially like if I'm giving blood or if it's, you know, like if it's for the blood lab, they're taking blood for a lab sample, you know, they'll put the needle in and I'll look away and then I'll turn over and I'll look and see how I'm filling it up. You know, I guess when you have it done enough, you become desensitized to it. But I could never be one of these people. And thankfully I'm not, as a person with diabetes, that I've never had to be a person that does the finger prick every day or multiple times a day. When they had me in the hospital, they would do that. And the nurse said, well, you must have the calluses built up from doing this at home. And I said, no, they've never had me do it at home. 4 years of being diabetic, they've never had me do it. I've never finger pricked myself. And that actually hurt more than some of the other stuff they were doing to me. But whatever, it hurts for a second. I knew what they were doing it for. And people who take insulin needles all the time. I mean, I give myself my Mounjaro injection every week. And I don't even feel that. I didn't think I'd be able to do it. But I did it the first time. I was like, this is nothing. And some weeks, I get concerned it didn't take. It didn't work because I don't feel anything. And then when I look down, there's no little drop of blood on my skin. Sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. I'm like, what? Did this work? And of course it did. So let's go back to the phone. Mary's calling in. You know she's calling back. There's a reason for it. So good morning.
Yeah, there's a reason. Thanks for taking my call. I just came out of the Dollar Tree. And in that same plaza on Norfolk Street, used to be the Save-A-Lot food, and mm-hmm. they closed up. Well, now they have a big sign out there, and it says, coming soon, Vicente's Supermarket.
Oh, yeah, and yeah, I heard about that.
Really? I didn't know. So now they closed up the other one for this. So how come this one can make it and the other one couldn't? I don't understand.
Maybe
one
having...
closes another one.
Maybe. Well, you mean maybe it's just that Save-A-Lot didn't need to have another location there. Because isn't there another one right down the street?
No, that's a different name. That's
Price Right. Price Right, yeah. So,
but I don't understand that. If this store didn't make it in this area, why would another one come? And it's a no-name, Vicente. I've never heard of it. Have you?
No, but maybe it's a rebrand. Maybe it's just changing the name.
It might be a little cheaper, too, because, if the other one left and if the price is going to go cheaper than Save-A-Lot, I don't know. I very rarely went in there. I know I wouldn't buy any meat from them stores. Not the meat, no. Other things maybe, but not that. But you know, thank you for taking a second call.
Well, I'll mention to you.
I hope nobody complains about it because I don't call back that many times.
I'll mention to you a good place to get meat that's I think is underrated. And some people like it, some people don't. But
okay.
I've always gotten good stuff at Aldi.
Aldi? Yeah, I've been there a couple of times, but I never really looked at the meat. Honest to God, I was there with friends, and I went with them, and I didn't think of looking for meat because I probably had a lot at home at the time.
I love
it when I go there.
They have a Mediterranean crusted salmon that is fantastic.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the weather gets a little cooler, I'll go up there.
I like it. I put it in the air fryer, and it comes out perfectly.
Oh, I love my air fryer. Well, I do. I run that thing, and pretty soon I might get a new one. That one's like 2 years old, and you know when it gets old, and no matter how many times you clean it, like you're just not happy, even though it's clean. But
yeah,
I won't throw it out though, even if I get another one.
I saw the commercial for the Emerald one the other day, and I was like, oh, I really want it. I don't have the counter space for it, but I was like, that looks really good. I like the three tiers and all the different the French doors on it. But
yeah, and you know you're paying for the name Emerald too.
Well,
like that Rachel Ray. That Rachel Ray has the pots and pans and cat food and dog food and they. You're paying for that name.
They have the same, you know, essentially the same thing at Walmart, without the Emerald name on it, and I think it's like $89.99 for it. So it's not that, you know, it's not that pricey, but I just don't know that I can commit the counter space to it.
I'd like to get another little toaster oven too, instead of using my regular cooker. It's just me. I'm not making a big gigantic meal, so I don't see why I should use my regular oven and just keep it clean. And I had quite a few little toaster ovens, but they don't last too long either. And once they start being used a lot, then it gets even harder to clean.
You know what?
No matter what you do, it's.
You know what I bought the other day? I bought on Friday, and I haven't bought in a long time. I bought a loaf of bread.
You did?
I got some of the Panera multi-grain bread because I wanted a BLT. And so I made a BLT on Friday.
So you're getting fibers. You'll be pooping it out. All that money for nothing. For bread's going to come right out. See, when you eat the meat, that don't happen because your body utilizes the meat. It rebuilds. It rejuvenates you. But you got to have the fat with it because that's where your energy's coming from, the fat.
You would have been proud of me. I cooked a whole pound of bacon.
Well, you know what? If I'd have saw that, I would have tried to have a parade for you up and down the street.
I made two BLT sandwiches, and I was like, I'm going to sit down, and this is going to be my dinner. And then I only ate one. I couldn't finish the other one. It's been in my fridge ever since.
Good. Well, I'm proud of you still, then, even though I didn't see it. So you might have a parade coming someday. We'll see what happens with this.
All right.
All right. And I'll see you in the parade with your new bike. you will have to be in the parade. You'll have to participate.
As long as it's not a day like today.
So people can be on the side of the street and wave to you and call your name and all that good stuff.
I'll throw candy at everybody so that they like me.
Have a good day. I got to go get my lottery ticket now before I go home.
Well, good luck with that.
Don't make me forget about it.
All right. Have a good day.
I'm going now. You too. Bye-bye.
And we got to take a break here. When we come back on the other side, more of your calls, 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
Good morning, Mass. This is Brett Michaels, and I just want to tell you right now, it is time for your morning medal right here on the Tim Weisberg Show on WBSM.
I had mentioned that Roger Schwinnard, the owner of Purchase Street Records, has a band called All Sinners, and that's one of their tracks, Believer, which you can actually hear the whole song. I put the video in the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app about Eugene Merman from Bob's Burgers visiting the store over the weekend. He just popped in on Sunday, randomly, surprised everybody. They didn't even know it was him. Till his wife saw the Bob's Burgers records and said, oh, honey, you should sign these for them. So you can check out that story, read the possible connections of Bob's Burgers to New Bedford, and you can hear All Sinners' Believer in its entirety. And I really love the band. I heard them for the first time. I'd heard bits and pieces of stuff that, you know, Roger had posted on social media, but I saw them for the first time, I should say, at the punk rock festival they had in New Bedford. And they just blew me away. So I listen to it every day. When I go on the treadmill at the gym, that's what I put on. Really good. If you like 80s rock and metal, you'll love the spirit of what it is that All Sinners does. So you can check that out. They're also going to be performing this weekend ahead of Cisco Slam. Live Pro Wrestling, which is a pro wrestling organization that is put on by Kojo's Toy Store co-owner, Ted Bolduc. They've got this, or as you know him, if you are a wrestling fan, Teddy Goods. They've got this big wrestling event happening at Cisco on Sunday. Tickets are sold out for the wrestling event, the seats that they have around the ring, but you can go and watch on the beach for free. And you can see what's going on in the ring, and you can hear All Sinners perform a little bit after 3:30. Or is it a little bit after 3? Don't quote me on that. Get there by 3. And I'm going to try and make it down there and experience it, which I haven't seen a live pro wrestling show yet. I mean, I've seen live pro wrestling, but I haven't seen one of live's shows yet. But I know all the folks that are involved in it, and I'm sure they're putting on a fantastic job. I know Gazelle's done a few of their shows. So definitely check them out when they're doing some of their other stuff. I know they've got shows coming up at the end of July and some others as well. There's a lot of great local pro wrestling if that's something that you're into. Even if it's not, go out and experience one of these live local events. They're family friendly. They're interactive with the crowd. They're lots of fun. John Cena's dad shows up at a lot of them. You can talk to him about how his son is now retiring from WWE at the end of 2025. But he's a great guy. He usually shows up with one of the WWE titles and, you know, he'll take pictures with everybody. He's awesome. John Cena Sr. is one of my favorite people. But anyway, yeah. You can hear that song in the story and see All Sinners on Sunday and experience some live pro wrestling. All right, I'm going to take one final break here. We will be back in a moment. And welcome back. And yeah, I was just giving Chris McCarthy an education that Synchronicity 2 by the Police is about the Loch Ness Monster. He didn't know. It's a comparison and contrast of the modern worker who gets up and exists just to go to work every day and take care of his family versus the ancient prehistoric creature that lives in the dark Scottish loch. So great song. Really, it's in my opinion, it's Sting's finest, you know, lyrical performance with the Police.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.